Hi, everyone. Welcome to Making Hope. I'm your host, Kimberly Dudick, and this season we're talking about ways you can take steps every day to fight back against sexism, oppression, and fight for reproductive justice and abortion access. I'd just like to give a shout out right now to all the people in Kansas who worked hard to stop a misguided constitutional amendment that would have made abortion illegal. Good job, everyone who voted and worked to fight that extremist constitutional amendment. You did it. And for everyone listening, if you think you can't make a difference, just look at what happened in Kansas. You did it. And for everyone listening, if you think that you can't make a difference, just look at what happened in Kansas this August of 2022 and how the work there won reproductive rights and abortion is still legal in Kansas. Now back to what we're talking about on this show. We're talking about cities and counties and how you can work with them to protect abortion access, because many times these local particular factors can affect whether abortions are safe and accessible. You can work with local officials to prioritize reproductive justice and push them to implement local policies that help. This can be done even in red states that attempt to ban legal abortions. However, when it's done, it doesn't mean there isn't going to be a fight and some pushback, but you can still try and do it. Now, for states that are considered pro-choice or where abortion is accessible, local policies provide an opportunity to protect and expand access for others. For states restricting access, there are still opportunities for action at a local level in your city and county to protect abortion access or reproductive rights. And if you actually look at what's happening in Texas in some of those towns, you'll see examples of this. This is because cities and counties have different elected officials than those that have power at a statewide level, and we can work with those elected officials to create the communities we want to see that fully support reproductive rights. On the last episode, we talked about how localities can pass policies that do not permit deputizing of everyday citizens to engage in bounty-style hunting of individuals who attempt to assist people in accessing abortion services. Check out that episode if you want to hear more. On this episode, we are going to talk about how the built environment and the rules such as zoning rules and land use regulations involved with this environment can impact reproductive justice. These zoning rules and land use regulations can impact reproductive justice in different ways. Localities can ensure that their zoning regulations and land use codes do not burden abortion providers or make it more difficult for providers to provide care. This allows individuals to receive and provide care without being harassed or being blocked from the facility by protesters when they need to access it. We have seen anti-choice activists trying to push for regulations that restrict access to services. Now, these restrictions can be about what kind of services can be provided in specific areas. This could allow abortion care not to be provided in certain geographic locations, like certain shopping malls. Or the regulations can also target provider qualifications, such as their licensing, their experience, and whether or not they're qualified to provide full-service reproductive health care. The restrictions can also deal with licensing of those facilities, with facility inspections, with having to pay special fees, and anything else creative anti-choice advocates can think to restrict. Historically, city ordinances and zoning have been used to try to stop abortion clinics from operating. When I say historically, I'm talking about in the 1970s when DISCO was a big thing. For example, in December of 1973, which is the same month and year that Roe v. Wade was decided, the city council in Cleveland, Ohio, passed an ordinance that regulated what services could be provided in which facilities, and this affected abortion care. This included regulations regarding inspections of lab equipment, procedures that were to be followed at recovery facilities for patients, and guidelines about practitioners who provide the care. Legal challenges to these types of regulations have been successful at times, but unfortunately, they have not been successful at all times. Zoning and land use regulations can be used to proactively support full reproductive care, including abortions. and this is what we should be looking at doing. These changes can be made so that local zoning codes accept all medical facilities, including abortion clinics and ambulatory surgical centers, and that these codes do not place different restrictions on this type of facility. Another step that can be taken regarding our zoning and land use rules deals with harassment at these clinics. Studies have shown that when a crisis pregnancy center, now this is a center that is opposed to abortion and counsels people to consider and pursue abortion alternatives, when these crisis pregnancy centers are built beside an abortion facility, the amount of harassment that providers, employees, and patients of the clinic face increases. So they face more harassment when the crisis pregnancy center decides to set up shop right beside them. In order to stop this type of harassment, zoning and land use regulations can prohibit these types of businesses from being located beside each other. Acting proactively now to ensure that zoning and land use regulations will not cause problems down the road is a way to stop legal battles in the future before they even occur. So what that means is that if you already have an existing abortion care clinic and then in a few years one of these crisis pregnancy centers wants to be built right beside that abortion care clinic, there will already be in place zoning regulations that don't allow that. And therefore, the clinic and anybody else who is interested does not have to engage in an expensive and lengthy legal battle to stop that crisis pregnancy center from being built there. If these sorts of zoning and land use regulations are something that you're interested in and you'd like to have your local leaders take action on, here's what you need to do. As always, you need to sit down and decide what you would like to see happen. You need to decide who you're going to have to contact regarding that. In this case, it would probably be your city council people or your county commissioners. Then find the contact information for those people, also for the mayor of your town, if you have one. Contact them, give them a call. Have a pre-written speech that you can refer to when you're talking to them so you don't miss any of the main points you want to say, but feel free to talk with them frankly and from your heart. That's really what they need to hear and hopefully what they want to hear. If you don't actually want to talk to these people, you don't have to. Go ahead and find their email address and send them an email. Let them know that you support policies and regulations that do not restrict the ability of abortion care providers to build and operate clinics, and it doesn't make it harder for them to do so or for patients to access this care. Let them know you do not want them to pass policies that make it harder for healthcare providers to build buildings that provide full reproductive health care, including abortion care services. You can also do more in your personal sphere of influence. Remember, your personal platform is power. Talk to others you know about your thoughts and build your team to advocate for these changes. Post online about what you would like to see done. Write to your local paper and share your thoughts there. These are all steps that you can take to help protect the fundamental right to obtain an abortion. You can help protect the constitutional rights of everybody with your actions. We're in the fight of our lives with these laws, and we need to do everything we can to stop them. With all the bad news we're hearing about, not only abortion, but quite honestly, so many other things right now, it's nice to be able to focus on something we can positively do that will create positive change. Every step, no matter how small, is a step forward in the right direction. We have the power to shape the world we want, and we're not powerless to stop the rollback of reproductive freedom by extremists. It's time for us to act and push for the policies that will protect these rights. As always, thank you for joining today. Stay tuned for the next episode to learn more ways you can help to protect reproductive rights. If you want to stay up to date, follow us on social media. Give us a few likes on Facebook and Instagram at Making Hope Podcast. And on Twitter at Making Hope Pod. Also, if you want to reach out about these issues, I've seen that some of you are posting on social media, which is awesome. But send an email to makinghopepodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. What else do you want to hear about? How can we help? Remember, this podcast is a tool for you to use in the fight for reproductive freedom, abortion access, and gender equality. We'll give you ideas, and you take those ideas and put them into action. Together, we can lead this fight and make a better future for us and for future generations. You have the power. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight.